What is going on, everybody? I am Jackson.
And I am Tristan. And we are here with a Morning Cup.
And today on the Morning Cup, we will be drinking a select batch from Novo Coffee, Los Milagros.
Yes. It is
from Chiapas, Mexico.
So we're back at it again with the Mexican coffee. Second one that I think we've both tried ever. Because the other one, I don't remember the brand, but it was on the show. Go ahead and check that episode out. Where that was the first time we tried a Mexican coffee. And we were actually pretty impressed. There had been rumors out and about in the in our industry sphere that kind of, they didn't talk down on Mexican coffee, but it was kind of like, it's a, I think because it is much easier to get and grow, it wasn't as good of a quality for a while. But it sounds like specialty coffee is hitting Mexico pretty good right now.
Yeah, so it's exactly what he said. Is we didn't really get bad things about Mexican coffee. We just got that the price point was a little bit lower, which generally would indicate that the quality is a little bit lower.
Yeah, and that it wasn't like unique. It was a solid
Central American coffee. Yeah.
So yeah, as you guys notice, we're matching today.
Twinsies. We didn't even plan it.
Didn't plan it. You know, just twin telepathy. 8 years apart. We're not twins. We're not twins.
Or are we?
We'll never know. And also, it's snowing today. So
love to see it.
Pour one out for those people.
Pour one out for summer.
Yeah, because I'm a little sad, but it's all right.
Well, it's all right. Out of our window, we have a beautiful view of the downtown Battle Creek Vista. We have a SUV parked out front. We also have somebody attempting to parallel park. It's not going very well. We also have a live nativity scene outside. There's nobody currently doing it. We've had questions of why there's a castle across the street or a jail across the street.
Their words, not ours.
Yep. And then we informed them it was a live nativity scene, and they said same difference.
Yeah. So if you are watching this, it's probably already passed because I think it's on the, yeah, it's this weekend. So so if you watched it, let us know how it was. If you went, sweet. I also purchased a home in Battle Creek with my girlfriend, Michelle.
Congratulations.
So homeowner. We're homeowners in the Battle Creek city limits.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Jack's got a home in Battle Creek. I got a home in Battle Creek. We're digging our roots here. So we're here.
Well, it's one of the biggest things about, we're very community forward. And I mean, I purchased my home 2 years before we even started our business.
Yeah.
And it was in Battle Creek. I really love where I live. It's my street's busy, but I live in the city. My neighborhood's really great. I like it. And the neighborhood that you moved into also, I heard it's up and coming.
So yeah, Winoka is, it's no East or West Territorial.
Yeah, no. Well, Old Lakeview is where it's at.
Wheatee?
Yeah. Wheatee's a real up and coming neighborhood, guys. You got to run to get your properties there.
Well, it would actually be Wheatee because you're Wheatee? North of Territorial. There's a big difference. Wheatee and Wheatee are two different neighborhoods.
That's true. And then Solav, South La Vista.
South La Vista.
Solav is actually popping off.
Yeah. Not to give out personal information, but your neighborhood, Solav and Winoti, is really really getting populated with the Cafarica people. Got a couple people living in the north.
In the neighborhood.
Of Territorial neighborhood. So
we are also out of control with these neighborhood names, but I love it.
Yeah, we're making it fetch.
fetch will happen in 2021. Might or 2022? No, 2022. We're going to make fetch happen.
All right. So we have done a Novo coffee before. And when I say we, it's me and Josh or Josh and I. Sorry, I don't. Chad will correct me later. And they are a specialty coffee company that is pushing the industry towards better, paying, you know, farmers the proper wage and et cetera, et cetera. So a little background again, there are three brothers, Jake, Joe, and Herb Brodowski. Instagram selfie, say what's up. They started out in 2002, so 2002. I'm so used to saying 2020 and 2022. I just automatically default to saying anything with 2000 in it, 20. But 2002, and they're relationship focused. They seek building ongoing meaningful partnerships with producers and coffee farmers. By cultivating these relationships, they can purchase from the same farms year after year, helping to improve farmers' pricing and enhancing the coffee quality. They also strive to be very transparent in their efforts of bringing coffee to the public. They're committed to purchasing the best coffee that they can find. They're just really, really focused on being the best that they can. They are located in Denver. They got four coffee shops in Denver, Colorado.
The Sunshine State.
Yes. Yes. The Sunshine State or California Junior or New California.
One cool thing they have on the back of the bag here says, we believe that it's important to value the people who grow and harvest coffee cherries, the cultures that exist where our coffees are cultivated, and the economic relationships that are formed with every purchase. We connect with and support communities that start our beans on their path to your cup. We are proud to be able to offer you some of the most distinctive and flavorful offerings available in the world.
There you go. I love it. Another thing I really love, they have a bag full of hearts. And then there's two that are red that are interlocking. So they really, really are stressing that they're a relationship company, and they're not doing it for the glory of the cash. They're doing it for the culture.
Also, cool thing on the bag. It says get closer, signifying the hearts on the front. And then it's got their social and their website. But it also says we offer a series of classes.
Oh,
classes at novacoffee.com. So if you're interested, give them a shout.
Check it out. So branding and story, talking about drinkability without getting to the actual drinking part, is in my eyes going very high.
Another really cool thing they have on the bag is they give you their ratio for how they think their coffee is perfectly prepared and explain to you how to do it.
Yeah, because one of those things that I think is the hardest as a barista or coffee shop owner is you spend so much time and effort getting the perfect cup of coffee crafted in shop, and you want those flavor notes, all of that to shine at home, but you lose the control of being able to make that coffee the way it should be or where you specify it to be. And so actually putting that on the side of the bag really helps continue that, because you don't want to get a coffee bag from a coffee shop that you love, try it at home and be like, what? This isn't anywhere close to what I had. Why is it so bad? Like, so really awesome that they put that on there so that you can replicate your experience at home.
We had something really cool kind of happen like that yesterday. I had a customer ask me what kind of ginger ale we use in our pom bombs, because She tried to make one at home for her son, and he said, Mom, this is garbage. So I told her Schweppes, that's our preferred brand, and I told her the ratio of everything that we use, because that's how we do things here. People ask us how we make stuff, we tell them.
You ask, we give it to you. Just like we did the coffee flights. So come on inside and grab a cold brew coffee flight starting now. You can get four of the five cold brews that we have on tap all at once. That's the promo for the day. And we're going to go to the sniffs. Jack, what are you sniffing? Both of us. Oh, well, okay. I don't know the notes. I don't know if Jack does.
I read them.
Jack read them. So he will be the guy letting us know if my palate is developed.
Take a whiff.
Ooh, that is rich. Yeah, that is a very, very nice coffee smell. It's got a...
I forget what's on the bag. I will read it, though.
It kind of makes me think of, like, Lipton tea. Like, that smell.
Oh, yeah. One, like, I kind of got... You know when you open up, like, one of those 80% cacao chocolate bars?
Yes.
The 100%? That is what I got. I got real rich, like, cocoa nib cacao flavor out of that, or aroma, if you will.
I'm getting a lot of umami.
A little bit of like a cherry scent. You get a little hint of sweetness towards the end. If you get a deep sniff.
Yeah, it is very rich, sweet. I get a lot of, like I said, umami.
This smells fantastic.
It really does.
Here you go.
There you go. You just sniffed it. You at home, rate it. 1 to 10. No sevens. You know the deal.
Oh, this makes a lot of sense.
Checks out. Okay, so I get like a little bit of floral. I don't know if you guys notice, I like floral a lot. It's my go-to. I need to venture out. But yeah, I got a rich chocolate, not a dark chocolate, maybe a milk. Rich milk chocolate.
Milk
with chocolate. Let me smell it again. Maybe
going back for part two.
I kind of get a like tangerine smell, a little citrusy, but not like lemon. And yeah, that's what I'm gonna go with. Rich chocolate, and we don't have the book ready.
I think it's over there.
What do we got? Rich chocolate. So you're smelling cherry. I do agree with that. But I think I smell a little bit more tangerine. I got the rich milk chocolate and some, I can only describe it as umami.
IYKYK.
YK. What are you smelling though?
Well, I told you, I was smelling like some deep cocoa.
Some cocoa nibs? Some
cacao. And I got, like I said, I got that a sweet like kind of berry flavor.
Not cranberry, right? So not like that.
No, a sweet berry.
Sweet berry. So cherry.
Now I know what the flavor notes are too, so.
So you're not gonna divulge too far.
Correct.
All right. Sniffs. 1 out of 10, no sevens. What are you giving it?
I'm gonna give it an 8.5. I think it smells delightful.
Yeah, let's go 8.5 across the board. It is a very, very nice smell. You saw me. I went back for more.
It's rich, and it's not like a coffee scent, you will.
And it's very, very nice on the nose. It's not like very acidic or anything.
Yeah, it legitimately to me smells like chocolate. Like it's I'm smelling chocolate, not coffee.
All right, so we got 8.5 out of 10.
That's a pretty high number.
For sniffs, yes, they are coming out of the gate strong. First sip here, Jack's got it in there. He is shocked. He just let off a big woo. He went in for a second sip. Let me go in for my first one. Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. A little raisiny.
It is flavorful. Like, I will say that it is a lot of flavors. I agree with the raisiny. I got
lime, raisin. Let me get one more. Almost tobacco-y, like almost a tobacco.
I'd go flavor. More tobacco than raisin.
Yeah. So I would go, let's switch that to tobacco.
I don't know. I just sniffed the mic. I'm an idiot. What the hell?
Oh man, there's one more flavor. I think lime is for sure. It's very lime.
I get an acidity in the back of my mouth.
Yeah,
a little bit of bitterness.
Yep.
I agree with you. It's not one of the brighter citruses. It's not a.
It's not grapefruit.
Orange. It's not a grapefruit. It's not a lemon. Lime would probably be what I would have to go to.
It definitely reminded me the one the other day. That you and Josh did, right? You said I wouldn't like.
The Meyer
lemon, right?
The lemony one.
Yeah, where it was, you guys like instantly.
It was 100% like lemons.
So I'm going with lime, tobacco. In cranberry. That's the one I got.
You're going tobacco, lime,
cranberry. Nice little vodka crayon with some ton.
So a little info about the coffee. It is a washed.
Washed. Okay, so guys, that if you guys remember, or if you're new to the show, washed is going to have a much more refined taste. It's going to be fairly similar from harvest to harvest, really. It's taking out a lot of the variables that would spike it in one direction or the other. So natural on the other side.
Pardon me. Most coffees are washed.
Yeah. On the other side of it, natural is going to leave all of the fruit on it, which is going to be much more fruity, or whatever that coffee bean really, the flavors it gets, you know, could be cherry, could be cranberry, could be tangerine, orange. You'll just get a lot more of it up front, where they're washed, more refined, more clean, more standard.
Yeah, it's a Tipica and it's a Bourbon.
I first thought that said bourbon, and I was like, I've never had a bourbon coffee.
So like one of the cool things about like the Bourbon varietal, I guess I will, is if I'm remembering correctly from when we were at Coffee Fest and they were talking about this. I don't know if that was one of the ones you were at or not.
No, I think you.
It might have been alone. It might have been that morning that I was there first.
Yeah.
A lot of the Bourbon trees can allegedly be traced back to a tree that was given to French royalty.
Yeah,
and was grown in their greenhouses in France.
Yes.
From I'm not sure where it's from.
Probably I Africa.
Know. Perhaps, yes. Some noble gave the French king a coffee tree, and so the Bourbon family of coffee has its roots back to that tree. Mm. Those trees that were given to them that were raised in the greenhouses in France.
Genealogy. Family trees, not just for humans, but also
real trees.
Real trees. Yes, I believe what I've learned is that is correct.
Are you ready for the real, the listed flavor notes?
I got a question. Should we do that first or after I rate it?
I mean, we can rate it. I don't think that's going to, we can rate it first because I don't think that's going to have any bearing on how you rate it.
All right. No sevens. Man, this one actually is a very, very tough one. Very unique flavor. Very flavorful. You know what? Go ahead and read me the notes. Let's see if I'm right. I'm probably not.
The first note is chocolate.
That's what I smelled. I don't necessarily taste the chocolate.
I can taste maybe a little bit of the dryness of like one of the more pure cocoa.
Yeah, I would
cacao, whatever you call it.
I think I would
chocolate bars
be more susceptible to agree with cacao rather than chocolate, but same, I guess.
Yeah. Number two. Strawberry.
Ooh, strawberry. I mean, watermelon sugar. Hi. Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening.
There you go.
Please don't copyright us.
So I do kind of get that like kind of juiciness.
Yeah, actually, yeah. So that sourness from the lime that I was saying, I would say it's an underripe strawberry, not a super ripe.
Like a tart strawberry.
Yes.
Or maybe even a Michigan strawberry, because sometimes those are tart. Well, no, because those are also like a sweet bomb at the end of it. So I wouldn't say that. An underripe strawberry, one of those that's like pink, not red.
Yeah. A tart strawberry for sure. I can get with that.
Third flavor note, green apple.
Wow.
Which could be where you're getting maybe a little bit of that sourness from.
Yeah, that lime.
Yeah. I think green apples and limes have a similar acidity.
Yep.
If you really take a look at like how, when you taste them, that kind of sour pucker you get.
Is it the green? Is it green?
It could be the green.
Yeah, I can dig that then. Wow. Okay, 8 out of 10 then.
8 out of 10. Boom. I was gonna say I was a part of me was struggling a little bit because it's definitely not a 6.
No. No, it's not.
This would probably be one that if I could, I would do 7.5.
Yep.
But it's, I agree, it's an 8. So that's what I'm going to go with because, like I said, it's not definitely not a 6. It's not a 6.5. It's not a 6.9.
Right. And I'm not trying to fudge the numbers by trying to play number god and be like, oh, it's a 5 because I know it's going to be a 7.5. No. So
that would be disingenuous to the rules of the game.
Correct. Okay, so that puts us at 8.5 on the sniffs, 8 out of 10 on the taste. This coffee's going places. I'm gonna pull up the
price point.
But they are doing really well on drinkability because of what they stand for. They've been around for a long time. Their branding
since 2002. Really nice. So they're that is almost 20 years.
Wow. That's my first I'm old moment. I'm not even that old.
My first old moment here, really, my first like real one was when I found out my boy Calvin, he works for us. He's a young high school chap, was born the year I graduated high school.
Yeah, that is quite funny because
yesterday his girlfriend was absolutely shocked to find out that I graduated college in 2009, which hey, props to me, I guess.
Props to you.
Or her, because she's trying to work the room there because she thought it was absolutely crazy that I would be quote unquote that old.
Yeah, she's trying to make sure Calvin gets certain days off in the upcoming schedules.
She probably actually wanted that invite to the Christmas party that he didn't give her.
Yeah, that happens. So what I saw was not the one that we got, but the price range was from like mid-18s to mid-22s. So let's stick to 20.
Split the difference. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. This one's a hard one. And I think this is the exact same predicament that we were in when we tasted the first Nova coffee. Their branding's really good. Their story's really good. Their coffee is really good. And their price point is higher. But does it make sense? Yeah, it does. I'm going to give it
8.5. 8.5.
Yeah. So Jackson, cleanse the palate. Are you also giving an 8.5?
I don't want to just sound like we're just matching all the time because that's really what it seems like.
Well, look at us. We're matching.
8.5.
All right. So this coffee has been scored the same in all three categories by both of us. So that makes the adding up easy. So that's what it's going to be like. Just below 8.5, right? So 8.5 plus 8.5 plus 8. It's 25 out of 30.
8.3.
So my rough math was correct. That is a pretty good score.
For a pretty good coffee because it's very flavorful. I enjoy all the flavor notes. This is definitely a coffee I would drink more than once. We've had a few that I've done that I'm like, yeah, this is an interesting cup, but it's like a once a monther for me. Like it's this is okay. But yeah, I would drink this.
I bet probably this would just drink slap the whole bag as a cold brew.
Oh, absolutely.
This would definitely slap as cold. It's very, very flavorful. It's very unique that
I think that strawberry and green apple might get pulled out a little bit more cold brew style.
Yeah. Yes, I think it would. So yeah, that's a really good score. I don't know where it lines up with other ones, but it's I think it's top what's that? What's the percent? Probably like 65 percentile at least.
A lot of the coffees we've been getting lately have been getting up there, but that's cuz they've been pretty good coffees.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the time of the year. that all the good coffees come out, and the winner could be.
We also had kind of a, I mean, I'll say this. There's a few summer, underwhelming ones yeah. that weren't very good. We had the one,
the conscientious objector.
Yeah. That just tasted like gas station coffee with cream in it. And I hate to say that because I like what they stand for, but that coffee just, that is all I got when I tasted it.
Yeah. And you know, I hope people realize that we're not just fluffing these, like we're trying to be as critical as possible, while also trying to educate on the world of coffee. But I think that's all we got for you guys today. Thanks for joining us here on the Evening Cup. If you like what you got,
Morning Cup.
Yep. The Morning Cup. Thanks for the correction. If you like what we're putting out, please like, subscribe, and rate us on YouTube and all of Spotify and Apple Music. Gets those listeners up, and
the more ratings we get, the higher we go on the list. So that would help us out a lot.
And if you got any suggestions on how to make the show better, please let us know. We are not afraid of some feedback. Let us know. We upgraded the mics, and I think it sounds a hell of a lot better.
Oh, it sounds like we're a real podcast.
Jack got startled when I accidentally played one of our podcasts. He goes, Who's stealing our bit? But yeah, that's all we got for you guys today. Catch you guys next time.
Catch you on the flippity flip.